anything except physical contact.
Where do children go when they leave here?
To estates of their own. The number of deaths is, on the average, equal to the number of graduations.
To their parents' estates?
Skies above, no! It would be an amazing coincidence, wouldn't it, to have a parent die just as a child is of age? No, the children take anyone that falls vacant. I don't know that any of them would be particularly happy anyway, living in a mansion that once belonged to their parents. Supposing, of course, they knew who their parents were.
Don't they?
She raised her eyebrows. Why should they?
Well, don't parents visit their children here?
What a mind you have! Why should they want to? Bailey said.
Do you mind if I clear up a point for myself? Is it bad manners to ask a person if they have had children?
It's an intimate question, wouldn't you say?
In a way.
I'm hardened. Children are my business. Other people aren't. Bailey said.
Have you any children?
Clarissa's Adam's apple made a soft but clearly visible motion in her throat as she swallowed. I deserve that, I suppose. And you deserve an answer. I haven't.
Are you married?
Yes, and I have an estate of my own, and I would be there but for the emergency here. I'm just not confident of being able to control all the robots if I'm not here in person. She turned away unhappily and then pointed. Now there's one of them gone tumbling, and of course he's crying. A robot was running with great space-devouring strides. Clarissa said, He'll be picked up and cuddled, and if there's any real damage, I'll be called in. She added nervously, I hope I don't have to be. Bailey took a deep breath. He noted three trees forming a small triangle 50 feet to the left. He walked in that direction, the grass soft and loathsome under his shoes, disgusting in its softness, like walking through corrupting flesh, and he nearly retched at the thought. He was among them, his back against one trunk. It was almost like being surrounded by imperfect walls. The sun was only a wavering series of glitters through the leaves, so disconnected as almost to be robbed of horror. Clarissa faced him from the path, then slowly shortened the distance by half.
Mind if I stay here a while? Asked Bailey.
Go ahead, said Clarissa. Bailey said,
Once the youngsters graduate out of the farm, how do you get them to court one another?
Court?
Get to know one another, said Bailey,
vaguely wondering how the thought could be expressed safely.
So they can marry.
That's not their problem, said Clarissa. They're matched by gene analysis, usually when they are quite young. That's the sensible way, isn't it?